Good evening. My name is Anthony Patch. This is another edition of Pulse, and we have some rather urgent news, not to be a sensationalist here, but I want to let you know that, as the title indicates to our Pulse video this evening, Middle East war is imminent. The airspaces in the Middle East are being closed. I'll list the countries here as I have found them to be listed on the internet, with their airspaces closed and limited airspaces for others. At the same time, we also have the 26th Marine Expeditionary Force, excuse my pronunciation, otherwise known as an MEU, that is en route with 2,400 personnel. This is a Marine Air Ground Task Force. The 26th is posted in the Mediterranean. They are en route to evacuate U.S. citizens and probably others, at least from Israel, perhaps from Lebanon itself, if they are allowed to. This is an amphibious expeditionary force. They are armed, but they are there for peaceful evacuation purposes, only to defend themselves should they come under fire. The primary target are U.S. citizens that are unable to fly out of Israel, and no doubt Israeli citizens as well, because they are considered to be allies of the United States. So 2,400 Marines are en route right now. For the last several days, we've had 12 U.S. naval ships steaming into the Eastern Mediterranean as well. The British have Air Force aircraft and personnel stationed in southern Cyprus off the coast of Lebanon and Israel, and that's in the Greek Cypriot controlled area. And the British, of course, have, like the U.S., indicated that they will support Israel should the need arise. To the north on Cyprus are the Turks. The Turks have controlled the northern half of Cyprus for, I want to say, about 30 years. President Erdogan has indicated in the last few days that he will supply military support, not to Israel, but to Hezbollah in Lebanon. It is my expectation that should he deploy troops, it will be to northern Cyprus, where already there are troops in place from Turkey. And this may be reaching a bit, but again, my expectation is Turkey may take the opportunity of war in the Middle East to finally settle the dispute with the Greeks over Cyprus and invade to the south, to come against the British Air Force and to also occupy the territory and displace the Greeks that have occupied southern Cyprus for, I think, hundreds of years, in my recollection. In addition to Cyprus, I expect Turkish troops to be deployed in and through Syria to head towards Israel. At the southern end of Syria, near the northern border of Israel itself, lies the city of Damascus. I would offer to you that Damascus is a location from a military standpoint that bears watching. My expectation here is that Israel is, to the world, focusing its attentions on Lebanon, Beirut in particular. I do expect that a preemptive strike will occur in Damascus by Israel. In deep underground bunkers are the Damascus Command and Control Center for the Syrian Army, for Iranian troops that are stationed in Syria, their command. There are Hezbollah troops stationed in Syria, their command. There are Russian troops stationed in Syria and their command. All are located deep underground in Damascus. Therefore, my expectation is that there will be a preemptive strike against Damascus, something that is not really coming up in the news coverage, certainly not the mainstream, and I'm not hearing it in the alternative news, and that I'm seeing very little mention of it in the international press. So I offer that as an expectation. Watch for Damascus. If Damascus is struck, and I won't say how here on a YouTube channel, but if Damascus is heavily hit and these underground command and control centers deep underground are destroyed, this will be World War III. I'll elaborate on that as events unfold, but I think you can extrapolate it from there. Now, to the airspaces that are closed. Of course, Iran, Lebanon, Syria, Iran and Iraq, Lebanon and Syria airspaces are closed, as are the Afghanistan and Yemen airspaces are all closed to commercial aircraft. To a limited degree in Egypt and in Saudi Arabia, commercial overflights are being allowed by certain airlines at high altitude. Okay? As you can well appreciate, when airspaces are closed and civilian websites are indicating that there is a military conflict that is imminent, I think that speaks for itself. Thus, the title for this evening's Pulse broadcast is Middle East War is Imminent. By all accounts, it may, the strikes either by Iran and Hezbollah against Israel, or Israel preemptively, along with the United States, preemptively against those countries, may occur tonight or tomorrow. We will do the best we can here to monitor the situation from a distance with our limited access to that information, but nonetheless, we'll do the best we can to keep you updated in case you're not seeing or hearing this from other locations. But again, I'll leave you with this thought, and that is pay attention to what happens with respect to Damascus in Syria. God bless you all.